Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ann Pross, and of course she's the director for Iowa Western Community College Atlantic Campus. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning.
Well, some people in the area listening will know exactly what we're going to talk about, but there'd be some others that maybe are kind of new to what's going on. So we need to talk about jazz and wine.
You know, and it's such an awesome event, and it is all about having fun, delightful evening of a fellowship, and you're supporting the students in our area who are attending Iowa Western through our scholarship fund.
And when is it, and where is it?
You bet. It's coming right up here, Sunday, March the 1st, here at Iowa Western in Atlantic. It's 5 to 7 p.m.
And what do people need to do? Can they just come to the door? Should they buy tickets ahead? You know, how do they come and get involved in jazz and wine?
Well, reservations are requested because we have luscious food that night. So along with food, it's helpful to have reservations. The event is catered by Iowa Western Culinary Arts graduate, Ryan Asklund. And so we are hoping that guests might be able to make reservations by February the 27th. And that's the Thursday prior to the event.
Okay, so that's part of it, he does in terms of the appetizers and just some, he always tries out something new, and so it's really an adventure when you taste his food. But then there's another whole part of food.
Well, there's a lot to the whole evening. So first, we have a wonderful band ensemble. So you'll get to hear those folks as you walk through the door. And that comes from the Iowa Western students who are involved in the band on the Council Bluffs campus. Then there's wonderful selection of wine and non-alcoholic beverages. And then we have the food, of course. And then just virtually every dessert you could ever imagine. And the bakery and pastry arts and the culinary program on campus are helping us with those desserts this year, as well as some talented local bakers too.
Yes, you've had many talented people who bring their lovely desserts, and it's just, you know, almost unimaginable the variety of desserts.
You know, and the best part is because you're helping a good cause, it's all calorie-free that night.
Yeah. dream on. And the other thing that I've noticed, I guess, I think I've been to the, maybe not the first one, but after that I've noticed is that people who come kind of stay around and visit. It seemed like those early on, they kind of came, they tasted, and they went away. Now they have a great time just enjoying the evening.
You know, and that's part of what it's all about, too. It's just the opportunity. And, you know, some folks may not have been in our building before. And, of course, this year we're debuting for the first time our student center. Now, it won't be set up as a student center that night. It'll be set up for jazz and wine. But it is a great opportunity to come and see the advancements of the facility, meet some of our students, meet some of our scholarship recipients who are volunteering for us that evening, and really have a chance to just sit and enjoy. And that's the other huge part of the event. It's just a great evening out.
Okay. You know, we haven't talked about the price of tickets. We probably should mention that.
They're $20 per person, and they can be made either by coming to Iowa Western or giving us a call at 243-5527.
Okay. And all of that, there's a few costs taken out of it. But for the most part, this is a major fundraising for scholarships in Cass County.
Right. This event is our sole fundraiser that we do every year. And out of this event is how we award our Cass County scholarships. So students have to, when they apply for the scholarship, and that is a March 15th deadline, so that'll be coming right up here for the fall semester. But that is how we will have the funds to award scholarships. And they do go right back into our community and our county. And we know that students who have advanced their life through education have greater quality of life, they have greater earning potential. And that really is a win-win-win for all of us in this area.
You bet. So thinking about if you want to come, and I'm not sure why you wouldn't, because it's such a great event. But as you mentioned, you start for the evening itself, you know, there's the music and the wine and the food and all of that, but and the visiting. But then, yeah, there's all this benefit that's really meant to be, and that's for the scholarships. How many scholarships have you given, or kind of give us a number that of what's being accomplished?
Sure. Last year, out of this event, we were able to award 9 scholarships at just slightly over $8,000 in total. And that's solely out of this event. And then there's other scholarship funds as well that our students receive. So it's a great opportunity to know that your resources stay right here locally and go right back out. And thanks so much to all the sponsors. The sponsors were critical physical to the event, as well as our volunteer committee. Boy, I tell you, this event wouldn't happen without all of those folks, too, that do all the months and months worth of planning.
And I think oftentimes people come to an event, they really appreciate it, but they have no clue as to all the time and effort that went into it. On your part and all of those volunteers. You have a special committee for this, I believe.
You bet. We have a great committee, and they work tirelessly making sure that this event is a great evening and what it's become today. So, many thanks to those folks.
And then, of course, you have many local businesses who sponsor and who provide kinds of things. One of the things that I always enjoy are all of the flowers, the centerpieces.
Oh, yes. Gerald and Joan Brink, of course, make all of our centerpieces, and they do such an amazing job with that. And every year, it's really a transformation of this building. If you've been in here for educational purposes at some point in time, to come in for that evening, it almost feels like a bistro or a whole nother place. And that's part of that ambiance, and every year is just another amazing focal point for the event. So again, yeah, there are folks that come and play a role in this that just creates this whole wonderful evening.
Now, you mentioned that the new part of the building, the student center and so on, is going to be used. But are you planning an open house, a special event around that whole enlargement of Iowa Western Community College Atlantic Campus?
We sure are. We haven't set our date quite yet because unfortunately these are kind of getting right on top of each other. So in March, probably more near the end of March, we will have a community open house and ribbon cutting for that area. And I tell you, to hear the students, even though they haven't been able to use it quite yet, just their comments, probably the best comment is we had one student who had spent a year out of state at a four-year institution, came back to Iowa Western this fall, showing her around the area, and she said, "This is like a mini university." And I tell you, that could not have been more music to my ears, and having the facility be more collegiate in its feel and look, and having students have the ability to connect with one another, because we know if a students connect, their likelihood for success is much better. So that's what our student center is all about, is those linkages together.
And that will be an opportunity, too, I think, to also see what all is available at Iowa Western. I think if you haven't been connected to a community college, you can kind of jump to some conclusions about, well, this is what I think it's like. But there are just an increasing number of opportunities for all kinds of education.
That's true. And whether it be the college credit side, you know, and many of our students, if they're seeking an associate degree, can get virtually their entire coursework of those degrees happening here in our facility. Of course, design technology, our showcase program, of which folks will have a chance to tour that area again at Jazz and Wine and meet some of our students. And then, but we also do a whole realm of continuing education as well. So that might be for insurance licensure or other purposes like that, or it might just be downright fun. You know, whether that's a crochet class or learning to do something new, or we're doing things about learning your credit score and how that is important to you. So really, we're all about lifelong learning in this building in many different facets. And that's, you know, that's what makes it exciting.
When you say lifelong learning, too, we I think it's maybe kind of coming to an end, but you have the Les Hill learners that are kind of at the older end versus the new, brand new kids that are getting out of high school or in high school.
And, you know, that is a great group, and they are the true meaning of lifelong learning, because we have a 10-week-long series in the spring and fall, and that group is always fired up and here, and they're ready. On snow days, they hate to hear the cancellation word. So it is. It's all about the whole realm of making our lives fulfilled and meaningful and continuing that process of building our knowledge. For fun or for work.
Mm-hmm. Lots of opportunities at Iowa Western Community College, and we're so fortunate to have a couple of campuses around Southwest Iowa. You know, in addition to the main one at Council Bluffs, there's one at Harlan, one at Atlantic, and one at Clarinda, correct?
And Shenandoah
as well. Shenandoah, all right. So great opportunities there. And remind us about this event coming up, Jazz and Wine.
Jazz and Wine is Sunday, March the 1st. We would like to invite everyone to come and join in that great evening. And it's 5 to 7 p.m., and it's all about raising funds for scholarships for local Cass County students attending Iowa Western.
And plan to get your tickets, so that helps all of the planning go ahead. And thank you very much, Ann Pross, who is the director for Iowa Western Community College Atlantic Campus. Until next time, here's a thought. Read something no one else is reading. Think something no one else is thinking. And do something no one else is doing.